Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. It's freedom. Welcome to the second episode of Freedom Fridays. Shout out to all the subscribers. I thank you for your support, for rating and sharing, and all the lovely feedback. You made it here again. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. We're going to talk about a couple things today. Let's discuss. Let's have some fun. This convo will have some serious moments, but I also want to sprinkle a little silly seasoning at the same time. Let's get into it. It's freedom. I know y'all have heard about this term, people pleasing. So I was thinking about people pleasing, and then I started thinking about people holding. So let me start with people pleasing. According to Merriam-Webster, a people pleaser is a person who has an emotional need to please others, often at the expense of his or her own needs or desires. So basically, you are willing to put your own stuff aside, put your own needs aside in order to please and meet the needs and desires of others. If that is something that you do, not once, not twice, but it is a common occurrence, if you do this often, you are a people pleaser. So these topics can get pretty intense or uncomfortable, but we have to do it. We're all about being free here. And this area is huge for many of us. Now let's introduce the term people holding. Okay, people holding is something that I made up because I was like, how do I describe this but in two words? You've heard the statement, people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And there are many times that people were only meant to be in your life for a season or for a specific reason. Once that reason is done, and once that season is over, it's time for them to exit your life. But people holders have this habit. I would say, as someone who experienced this firsthand, actually, I was guilty of both. We have this habit of holding on to people that should be in the exiting phase of our relationship with them. People pleasing can be detrimental to our peace of mind, our understanding of self-worth, and it even plays heavily on our insecurities. But people holding, that can be just as harmful. A few questions to ask yourself. Why do I feel the need to please other people at the expense of my own needs, desires, peace, and pleasure? How do I feel after realizing that I literally just did something I did not want to do all because I wanted to please people? Here's another question. I noticed that my relationship with person X or group X, whether it's romantic, family, friend, or other, had run its course, right? We're not exactly holding the same space we used to for each other. Why won't I let them go? I don't know your answers, but I can assume that you're realizing that something needs to change, and today would be a great day for that change to begin. Disclaimer! I do not claim to be a professional counselor, a professional therapist, a professional psychologist, a professional anything that deals with mental health. I just love people and I love listening to others and talking things out. And these are some of the things that I think about and I want to share it with y'all. It's freedom. First things first, let's acknowledge the fact that we are people pleasers. Let's also acknowledge the fact that we are people holders. We take it upon ourselves to do everything we can in our power to make sure that people are happy, that people are satisfied, that people like us, that everything's all good, right? And we also want to hold on to the people that we feel like should be in our lives, that we thought they would always be in our lives forever, 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 and ever and ever. And we don't want to let them go. Let's acknowledge the fact that that is our reality first. Second, we need to begin asking ourselves, what's next? What do I personally do with this knowledge? And I can't answer that for you because everyone's living a different life and has different experiences. But really begin to ask yourself these questions so that you can come up with some answers. They will come up. Trust me, they will. After you've acknowledged what's going on, and then you asked yourself, what do I do with this knowledge? Figure out some legit next steps to take. So, are your next steps conversations? Is there a person or are there people that you need to have some sit down, heart to heart? I know I need to, but I don't wanna being comfortable with being uncomfortable types of conversations with? Or is it boundaries? Do I have to put boundaries in place in my life to make sure that my peace of mind, safety, and security isn't being breached? Is it forgiveness? Do you have to forgive some people that you've been holding on to? Sometimes the people holding is not just like letting people take up space in your life and they should have been gone. Sometimes the people holding is holding on to people that are no longer in your life because of, you know, a breach in the contract of friendship or a breach in the contract of marriage or a breach in the contract of, I don't know, a faith-based relationship, whatever it is. Like, do you have to forgive this person or these people so that you can finally let them go? And remember, it's not about them. It's not about letting them off the hook. It's all for you to be free. Here's another statement you may or may not have heard. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Oh my goodness, let's think about that, okay? Why? Why would you do that to yourself? You're drinking this thing that is surely killing you and is going to kill you while you're looking at this person waiting for them to drop down and die. We need to change the narrative and we need to live. Live, lovely human being, live. And then forgive. It's freedom. Spotlight time. This season and every season is all about uplifting and supporting our people. So I'm shining a light on Ko Campbell. Finally, singer, songwriter, and producer Ko Campbell, who also happens to be my lovely fiance, just released his new single titled Safe With You, and it's available on all digital platforms. That's actually what you're hearing in the background right now. Let me give you a little taste, okay? I heard through the grapevine that we can also expect a Safe With You dance challenge soon. So check him out on Instagram at I Am Ko Campbell. Like, share, leave a comment, and get his music now. Remember, it's all about love and support here on Freedom Fridays. BT Dubs, this is not a paid ad, it's support. And if you have a Black-owned brand or business that you think I should shout out, please let me know. Send a message to contact@michellemitchell.art with the subject BOB Spotlight. Now let's get back to the discussion. It's freedom. We talked about having some necessary conversations, talked about the need to possibly put some boundaries in place, and also talked about forgiveness. Next week, I'll dig a little deeper by speaking on the topic of saying goodbye and moving forward. Now, the last thing I want to point out before we end is this word that you've been seeing on your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds. It's in articles, it's on company board discussions, and included in the list of new, but not so new, terminology for people during these potentially hyper-triggering conversations. That word is ally or allyship. You know I love a definition, so we're obviously about to define this. In my search, I came across a union in Ontario whose acronym is OPSEU that said, being an ally is more than being sympathetic towards those who experience discrimination. It is more than simply believing in equality. Being an ally means being willing to act with and for others in pursuit of ending oppression and creating equality. The 14th Dalai Lama said, it is not enough to be compassionate. You must act. An ally is someone whose personal commitment to fighting oppression and prejudice is reflected in willingness to, and they listed four things. 1. Educate oneself about different identities and experiences. 2. Challenge one's own discomfort and prejudices. 3. Learn and practice the skills of being an ally. And 4. Take action to create interpersonal, societal, and institutional change. As I continued to research different organizations and colleges and social justice platforms to see how they define ally, I found the Tri-College Libraries database page titled Allyship and Anti-Oppression, a resource guide, which also shared different types of allies. Here's one example. One type of ally is a white ally. A white ally acknowledges the limits of his or her or their knowledge about other people's experiences, but doesn't use that as a reason not to think and or act. A white ally does not remain silent, but confronts racism as it comes up daily, but also seeks to deconstruct it institutionally and live in a way that challenges systemic oppression at the risk of experiencing some of that oppression. Being a white ally entails building relationships with both people of color and also with white people in order to challenge them in their thinking about race. White allies don't have it all figured out, but are committed to non-complacency. I just loved how that was written and expressed because I think both resources touch on a few things that need to work together within the same person. Yes, listen more, speak less, but still speak. Yeah, let's be friends, but also talk to your current family and friends and have discussion or open dialogue and strongly encourage everyone to do their honest heart checks to see where they're at. You'll find that some people are in need of some emergency heart surgery. Others may need a minor procedure done. For some, it's clarifying and redefining misconceptions and stereotypes, and everyone else in between. GuideToAllyship.com, underneath the work of allyship, had two sentences that really stuck out to me. Lack of self-awareness is not a trait of an ally. You'll be complicit in the oppression of those you intend to help. Let me say that again. Lack of self-awareness is not a trait of an ally. You'll be complicit in the oppression of those you intend to help. Some people don't think they have to do the self-work because it's internal, and they mistakenly think that maybe no one will ever find out. But because of what you've heard me say it takes to be an ally, it's going to become pretty obvious where you stand and if you're making positive forward movements. Your family will know, your coworkers will know, your significant other will know, your students, your next door neighbors, Everyone will know because allyship cannot be hidden. It is not hidden. And here's some freedom for you. Accept the fact that we are all at a different point on this journey of inequality awareness. And that's okay. What's not okay is realizing where you're at on this journey and then deciding that you're just gonna stay right there. That is not allyship. That's, you know what? That in itself is a list of wrongs, so I'll just say, that's not allyship. I love y'all. I want us all to be great. The great that our world, especially our nation, has never truly gotten a chance to witness yet. Where everyone is flourishing, where everyone is given equal opportunity and has equal access to live out their greatness on this land called the United States of America. That, my lovely human beings, is when we can call ourselves a great nation and an even greater people. God bless you and your families and your journey. It's freedom. Well, we're gonna pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Want to stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art and on Instagram at michellethecreativist, one L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful, handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved more than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters.